Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. It's Tuesday, right? Did I get that right? Because I keep running into that day. I swear to God, I wake up and I don't even think about what day it is.
It's Taco Tuesday, man.
I love tacos. I hope it's Taco Tuesday.
The day after the eclipse. You know what's crazy, Alan?
What?
The eclipse was happening. I didn't even know. Like, I thought that we would see it would get dark like everywhere else.
Nope.
Yeah, no,
the only time it got dark was when the clouds, like there was a couple of clouds that rolled through.
Right, but everywhere else it got dark. So that's what confused me because I'm watching Dallas. Yeah, I'm watching Dallas. I'm watching all these places, and it got super dark. Ohio got dark. And
the path of totality.
Even Southern Illinois. Yes.
I love that. By the way, that sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The Path of Totality.
Yeah, that sounds like.
In theaters now.
Yeah, like some old Mayan, back in the Roman days, killing somebody on the way to the Mayan calendar. I don't know. But, you know, so I didn't know. So, like, all that time when you went out there, you said, oh, it's nothing going on. It was going on. We just had to put our glasses on.
Well,
so
Stephanie bought – I didn't know this.
Yes.
Being a teacher, this is what she does.
Oh, all her students.
She went and bought glasses for, you know, and she got them from Amazon. And Ray was telling me that Amazon had a recall on them. So, but we didn't feel any after effects. Anyway, so I came in from the show, and I see them out on the deck, and they're all wearing these crazy glasses. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And she's like, it's the eclipse.
Like, what are you talking about?
So she hands me glasses. I put them on, and you could see it. The moon looked yellow. In the glasses, everything's black.
Yes.
All you see is the moon. Well, I mean, the sun. And the sun is basically just yellow, but not like a bright yellow. Just yellow. And you could see it. It started looking like a C. Like it looked more like a moon. A C into a crescent. And then all of a sudden it started to go on this trajectory of up and over. Yeah. So the C turned into a like Cheshire Cat grin.
Right.
That was basically it.
Yeah, but it was crazy because like I was actually looking at the sun like, oh, it ain't no eclipse happening. And I'm looking at the sun like no problem like I always do. I'm just looking at the sun.
U2 song, staring at the sun.
Yeah, I was looking at the sun like because when I look up, I see people outside looking up. I'm like, what the hell are they looking at? And I look at the sun like, what the hell are they looking at?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to put your glasses on.
Well, it did hurt though because like an idiot, I had the glasses on and I just kind of moved them down. And the minute I looked straight at the sun, it hurt. Like I had to quickly close my eyes. Like you could feel it.
See, but I always look at the sun.
It was powerful yesterday.
I always look at the sun. Sometimes I look at the sun and let it warm my face. And I look into the sun.
Like this morning, by the way, in New York City. Hello, everybody. Yeah. This is spring. This is what it's supposed to feel like finally. Although we're getting rain tomorrow. Take it in today. If you're in work right now, and you're at, like, a lot of people listen to us streaming on a computer or on your phone. And you have to be stuck in a cubicle. Tell your boss, I'm working outside today. I'm not going home, not going to work remote, but I'm working outside today. It's too nice to be indoors today. We have had the worst weather in this area. If you have the ability to do it, tell your boss or whatever it is, take a laptop with you, whatever it is that you do for a living, and get your ass outside. It's too nice to be sitting indoors right now. That's just a PSA.
No, absolutely.
And the more you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Like I'm on the same trajectory, man. It's like beautiful outside, but it's like
if there's a way that you and I could do the show outside, I would try to find a way to do it. I wish we could. Can we talk to our people?
Like if 66 had a deck, if they had a deck and they could just set up outside and put like a little tent out there, we could
sit
outside.
Wouldn't that be amazing? First of all, why can't we do this?
Yeah.
We do remotes at Giants practice. We have gone to Jets practice.
Well, rooftop.
I have been. Rick and I did shows outdoors. Like we went to the Knicks first practice their media day. We were outside the whole time under a tent. You're telling me we did our beach. But what was the beach bash we did last year? We were outside the whole time.
Absolutely.
You're telling me that we can't find a way this summer when you and I could just go to Central Park. We're not far from our studios, and we could just right in the middle of Central Park just do our show.
Yeah,
afternoon.
Nobody's gonna bother you in Central Park. You know what I mean? Or like country club, just sit up on top. You know what I mean?
I like that. Tavern on the Green. What if we did that?
Yeah, so many clubs that we can go to where they got
rooftops.
All
right, let's work on this.
I got a membership at Soho House. You know what I'm saying?
What are we doing?
They got a pool top up there.
Oh, come on, man. Speaking of which, that's right. We also, we're at Margaritaville. We were outside right by the pool.
Yep.
We can't make this a thing. We really have to be in an actual studio. Dita Hay, can we do this? Can we find a way to do this? That you, we could be outside.
You guys are fronting the bill?
What does it cost?
We can just take our Comrex. We can just take our Comrexes and like just.
Where are you plugging that in?
What do you mean? It's one of their hardwires. I mean, we can go to a damn WeWork and go outside and sit outside of a WeWork.
They have Wi-Fi at Central Park, I believe.
No, we got a hard wire plug in.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, but I got...
Tavern on the Green might have something.
We got a super
long
port.
Woman Rink probably has something. There's nobody using that rink in the summer.
I think Ray just want to push it to the side because he don't want to have to do the legwork. Come on, Ray.
No, actually for him, there's no legwork. He's indoors. He's in the studio regardless. He's in the control room.
I want Ray to come to Margaritaville too. I want Ray and Margaritaville. He got to have a Patrinacy. We gonna get him on Patrinacy's.
We gonna get him shirtless.
We gonna get that chest red as hell
from
the sun.
Don't see that happen.
We gonna get him playing beach volleyball.
The one time Rick and I got Ray out, it was in Atlantic City. And after that experience, I don't think he's ever going out again because he saw things that are unspeakable that we can only tell each other and never anybody else.
Yeah, don't say I saw them. We saw them.
Well, we all saw things.
You'll never forget that either.
Yeah, neither. And I don't think Rick ever, I don't think that jacket ever made it out of the, like,
you know what?
That jacket got burned.
Rick, so I got a lot to live up to. So I got to take it to a whole nother level.
That was so horrifying that this morning alone, Rick asked me about it, if I remember it.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds that he would ask you the same thing that it just came up in my mind?
Because it was so awful.
It really is something that only those of us, and who else was it? Chris Mitchell, right? Mitchie?
No, it was just us three at that time.
It was just the three of us? Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if there was anybody else with us. But that is, those are things that we keep within the circle and never ever to be shared with others. Because, yes. And so Bart, Ray is scarred for life when it comes to excursions. I don't think we'll ever get him out again. And I understand it. This is one of those things that I just, I lower my head, I lower my eyes, and I go, yeah, I understand.
But I can never turn it up like Rick and Alan. So I'm tame. So we can be fine. You're fine if you come out with me.
I believe you and I were supposed to go to Vegas, and then it ended up you only went to Vegas.
Yeah, that was
wacky. So that's the kind of friend you are.
Bro, I didn't know. They put wool over my eyes, man.
That's how the story goes. Anyways.
I remember I was supposed to go out to the West Coast with you.
We were supposed to go to Detroit together. That didn't happen.
No, last year we were supposed to go out to the West Coast.
And then there was something else we were supposed to go on the road together for something else, and that never happened. Maybe it's just they don't think that if you and I ever head out somewhere, we'll never come back. More than likely, that's the reason for it. So I hope
Zach Edey never comes back.
Well, I was going to say that the eclipse was kind of uneventful. Was the national championship last night?
That set
uneventful.
The men's game.
UConn
set the men's
wins.
Game
good for
back.
Them. Back to back championships for UConn. The new blue blood. Six titles they have now. That's two for Dan Hurley, who's done a great job. And he's such a character. I mean, his antics on the sideline, his personality.
He's going to be hateable. He's going to be the
hateable. You think he's hateable?
Eventually.
Is he heading to like the Coach K Duke level of
where
you respect because him, but you don't like him?
Yes, because it's Connecticut and people associate Connecticut, like, UConn, Connecticut, like a little snooty place.
UConn has become a like basketball hotbed, men and women. Think about it.
Yeah, well, the women's
UConn
always
has
been
become
there.
A basketball, like a school, a basketball school.
And it's crazy, right? Because they do it all without the big NIL deals and stuff. And I'm sure
and not
they
in a big conference
a
either, right?
Yeah,
they're not in the Big Ten. They're not in the SEC. They're not in, like they're.
I wonder if that makes it easier for them, the path that they have to go through. But it's interesting, right? Because to be able to try and get Hurley, Coach Hurley, not to be able to go to like one of the big places.
Yeah.
Do you switch conferences so you can get more TV money? Right? So are we looking at UConn maybe wanting to leave the Big East and saying, "You know what? Let's go to the SEC, the ACC or something like that."
Well, they've got a football program.
They got bigger
program.
TV deals.
Obviously they have it's not a high level football.
Their football program going to get the brakes beat off of them, but it's for the greater good because their girls team can compete and their men's team can compete.
I mean, Syracuse, I guess UConn's not at the level of Syracuse even at football, right?
No, like exactly, no.
So, but like, can you get to that kind of a level where at least you're competitive enough that you can then move into the ACC, right?
I think what
it would be terrible for the Big East, by the way. It would be awful for the Big East.
Who cares about the Big East? Get some money. Get your money up. Who cares? Mm. Get your money up. You know what I mean? We don't feel bad. We don't feel bad out there for Pac-12, what is it, the Pac-2 now?
It's a Pac-2, yeah. There's,
right, we don't
there's
care.
No Pac.
Yeah, we ain't caring nothing about the right. Pac-2.
It's not the Pac-2, it's called Tupac. That's what they call it now.
Tupac Shakur.
It's Tupac. It has a great memory, but it is gone now. Like,
yeah, that's what
basically
saying.
That's what it is.
So is that the only way that, you know, because at some point, like right now, and as we hear the details of Calipari's deal and what they promised him as far as the NIL money, we're headed to like professional teams. We're headed to an environment where teams have NIL packages and they just right. go out and they buy players. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have the have and have not, just like the big conferences and the mid majors and the little conferences. We're going to start having that. Right.
Well, Seth Greenberg kind of brought up the idea that when you recruit, like Kentucky's job that's open, he was talking about NIL, like they're at a cap because of they've already spent a lot of the NIL on players that they already have. Like, it's crazy that, like, it sounds like salary caps and all kinds
right.
of stuff.
And Kentucky's in salary cap hell.
They need
one of their players, a couple of their players get DUI so they can stake their NIL
oh
deal
my
from
God. But did you, like, so there's also something going on right now. The NCAA, they're having a committee meeting, which they always do.
Nope, don't.
And they're trying to figure out how to get a hold of this portal that is completely out of control as far as players are just jumping from school to school and there's no restrictions.
So?
And, can I finish?
Yes.
So what they're doing is they want to talk about, look, they're never going to be able to pull back the idea of you can only transfer. Like, you have to let them play right away. You can't make them sit out, right?
That's not – coaches don't sit out.
But the fact that you can transfer as many times, like just multiple transfers, it's created something – like UConn's team, for instance. Danny, he coached two different teams to a championship in back-to-back years.
Yeah.
That, for a lot of coaches, sounds like a really difficult thing to do, but he was able to do it.
Not when you know what you need.
Well, I understand. That's what turns it into free agency, Bart.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
But here's one thing that I think is reasonable that they want to add as a caveat to transferring and playing right away. Now, just follow me here. It is still college athletics. You are still considered a student athlete. The money stuff, I've always been in agreement with you. If there's revenue being generated, these players deserve a piece of the pie. There's nothing wrong with that. It never made sense to me that you couldn't – like this idea of the duffel bag of money that used to be done back in the day was so silly because it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm paying for your education, and I'm also going to give you some more money because we want you at our school. Great, that's fine.
Yeah.
But transferring and bouncing around takes away the idea that you're going to college. Now it becomes, like you said, professional sports. So what if we add this caveat that to transfer, you have to carry a certain grade point average?
Yeah, 2.5.
Like if you're not holding a certain GPA.
I'm with that, 2.5.
And have a certain amount of credits, you can't play right away. Because now you're just making a mockery of the idea that you're going to school. Let's be honest, you're not.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay, I think that's going to be something that might come up in the future. Yeah.
That 2.5, a C-plus average.
That's well, whatever it is. It's just the idea is you cannot just – like, I'm going here, but I'm not even going to go to class anymore because I know I'm transferring, and I'll just take those credits again. I'll reclassify sophomore. No.
You got to
show me you've been going to school here if you want to transfer to another school, because if you didn't make an effort to go to school here, why am I letting you bounce around playing basketball without really taking classes? That's not how this is supposed to work.
They're basically a G League basketball team, basically,
if they're
doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're closing a night down, because it's like, well, why people won't come here?
They
these NIL
it.
Deals. They get to go hang out in college and be around girls their age and hang out in college parties, get the college experience, and they're getting the money.
Better than
like,
college,
what are we?
Right?
Yeah, what are we doing with G League now? Like, that's why they shut down at night because
the
they're
Ignite.
Like,
yeah, the G League still has the value, but the Ignite obviously doesn't need to be what it is anymore. I think Overtime Elite might also lose itself a little bit because of that.
Guys are going to stay in more because they're getting more money.
And why wouldn't you want to go to college?
They're still getting great coaching. The problem is the disparity between the have and have-nots are going to change.
Yeah.
You know, like, because now all it takes is talking about boosters who got big bread, long money, you know what I'm saying, coming in and say, you know what, I like people donate money because rich people have to give money away anyway. What if Tyler Perry said, I want Howard to have the best basketball team in the world?
That's all
something
it takes.
Like that. And, and he goes, he put $20 million in NIL. And like, all right. You're like, yo, how's all the top five players, all the top five players in the country, they go to Howard? Like, hell no. What's going on? Or they now it's better because you can get proven players And you can just get them to say, hey, man, we're going to Howard, man. We're going to turn up.
Yeah, you don't have to have the best recruiting class anymore. Now
right,
you
just, don't matter, you because one or two you can just good take the best players.
And then surround them with a bunch of, like, you know, juniors who are transferring out that are mature and their games are developed. Yeah, that's how you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, again, getting back to Hurley, that's how he did it. You know, exactly. The kid Cam Spencer, I mean, he transferred in. Like, he,
yep.
You get a couple of guys that just fit the way you want to play. They're a little bit older, and you can win
but that's also,
in college.
But that's also why I can't give UConn the credit that they deserve, right? Because, like, you know, they were able to go out in free agency and get a team, and they didn't go against any other great players, man. Like, it was no – like, when we think about the women's game, we can drop – I can drop names galore, right?
Yep.
When you talk about the men's game, outside of Edie, who do I even know? Who do the casuals even know? You don't even know anybody. And you only knew him because he's so overly bigger than everybody.
And like, he was National like Player Lurch. Of the Year.
Yes. So, like, I mean, I appreciate what they did, but to me, this is
You rang.
You know what I'm saying? That's not like watching, like, you know, Dawn Staley realized that, okay, when we lost to Iowa, when they sunk down on Boston, we ain't had no shooting on the outside. So what did he do? He went and got pow, and they drafted the freshman. Was it Tessa?
Yes.
They drafted her. They brought her in, and then they went and got pow, so they can have outside shooting. So when they try to go on Caruso, they can Caruso. What's her name? Caruso? I don't know. Anyway.
Cardoza.
Yeah, Cardoza. Yeah. When they come down to Cardoza, she can kick it out, and now you got ready-made shooters. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even Dawn, like, they went out and did it like professionals, man. They went into free agency and went and got what they want. Now, listen, you have to be careful because you can go out and get too many players and it doesn't translate and the mix isn't right. But I think that when you look at it, like, now Arkansas is going to be somebody to deal with because Calipari is going to take all the players that was going to recruit it.
Yep.
And they're going to come over with him to Connecticut and they're going to get mad money.
Cause now it's more money to mad money. Did you see who the benefactor is at Arkansas?
It's a dude that it's not Tyson, right?
Yes, the Tyson Chicken family.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. So one of the kids has grown into being the leader of the patriarch now, and he's a big booster, I don't know if they call him boosters anymore, but a benefactor is now.
First of all, why the Razorbacks
are
struggling?
They are close.
Anyway?
He and Calipari are close. So there
why
you
was
go.
The Razorback struggling anyway? When the fact that Jerry Jones went to Arkansas. Jerry, why you ain't putting that money up, Jerry? What's up, Jerry?
Good point.
You ain't spending it in free agency for C.D. Lamb and Michael Parsons, who people realize is worn as welcome out. Like, how about that too, man?
What's going on in Dallas?
Yeah, with Michael Parsons and how people if he leave, it's some people that would love. Could you imagine maybe the ego he walks around with for people to like want him to go?
You talked about it. It's like too much too soon for him and all his opinions and things he has to say, and it just happens so fast. And guys get tired of that pretty quickly, that kind of personality when you act like that.
But let's not go
into Dallas. Let's just say where we are right now.
Yeah.
I got it all here.
Trust me, I
got it all here on the docket. But so, all right. So I guess the simple question is, Bart, honestly, first of all, the game doesn't tip off till 9:20 p.m. Eastern time on a Monday night.
Trash.
And there wasn't much anticipation for this game anyway. The women's game started at 2 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon.
People left Jesus to go like, sorry, Jesus, I want to watch the girls. You understand?
Well,
Jesus wept and left, took their communion and got the hell up out of there.
Think about this. So the numbers came out after our show yesterday. The women's national championship game brought in almost 19 million viewers, 18.9 million viewers.
What?
It was the most watched, obviously, women's Final Four on record, but it was the most watched basketball broadcast that ESPN had. The Bird Tarazi, you know, that alter broadcast, you know, it's like the Manning cast thing where it's Sue Bird and the two of them sit and talk, just like the Manning cast, right? On a separate channel. All right, so the game's on ABC. Bird and Tarazi on ESPN. 1.4 million people watched that. Think about that.
They funny, too.
No, they're cool, but like 1.4 million people watched that, which is that says a ton. It's insane to think, but that's what the championship game. Now, remember, this is after the semifinal with UConn drew in 14.4 million, as we said. And then the other Final Four game, which was South Carolina and NC State, 7.2 million viewers. So, I mean, that is an incredible Final Four weekend for women's basketball. And it says a ton about, like, how much people were locked in on that And then last night's game, it's 9:20, and it starts out and clearly, all right, so UConn is going to do a thing that I've always wondered. Why don't you just let the main player get his 40 or 50, who cares, mm-hmm. and don't let anybody else beat you and see
like
what
Michael
happens.
Jordan.
And early on, this kid, again, Zach Edey had the footwork, the jump hooks. He was looking like Kareem and Bill Walton and all those things combined.
Looking like George Mikan, how slow that is.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of George Mikan. And he's just, you know, he's scoring at will. And at first, the feeling was, I remember they asked Danny, you know, do you need to make adjustments? He said, we might have to. But they stuck with it. And by the end of the game, there was no one else that did anything for Purdue. Nothing.
1-3.
Crazy. And like, so the game itself started to just become like the inevitability started coming around. By the second half, I'm just like, yeah, like, and then I faded, and I never saw the end of the game. I fell asleep.
Yeah,
never saw the end of the game. And I'll tell you another thing, too, with the broadcast. And this is, you know, like, I can't understand for the life of me having in a game of that magnitude Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. Neither one of them really watch a lot of college basketball. They don't put a lot into it. Clark Kellogg, absolutely. 100%, yeah. Right? But I don't understand having them, and they don't have an expertise in that sport.
Right.
They're almost learning it as we're learning it when the tournament
begins.
Yeah,
they're watching the players and reading up on the players.
I got to be honest with you. I got a hard time with that. I don't think it works anymore.
It's
and by the way, raise
power.
Your hand if you went to
star power.
Raise your hand if you went to CBS and went, "Where's the game?" Why is what was on CSI whatever
TBS what was, TNT?
Yeah, it goes to TNT. I had to go to TNT to find it. I'm like, wait a second, this is a CBS vehicle. I want one shining moment. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
I mean, it was also on Max, which I mean, like I said, guys, I told you off air, you actually watched the game. I'm pretty disappointed.
So you didn't even bother, huh, Jake?
Oh no. As soon as I saw it on Max, I'm like, well, let me find something else to watch.
Oh man, so what did you watch rather than this? Because you're a sports guy, you watch sports.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of disappointed there was no NBA game, so I was just watching movies, catching up on shows I didn't watch.
Wow.
Did you watch Volpe, or did you watch the Mets?
Well, Did you watch the Mets? Yeah.
Well, you know, I was tuning into my Mets. We were looking good.
You know what I'm saying? Young Nemo, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold my beer. I got the same hits as Soto, baby. Pay me the money, baby.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Man, but Soto both got two.
But that over the Braves in Atlanta, that was pretty impressive. On by the way, Hank Aaron's day.
Yeah.
Right?
They got inspired.
How about the fact, Bo, I'm surprised you didn't begin with this. On Hank Aaron, the anniversary of Hank Aaron setting the new home run record, the white man from the Mets stole the show.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good. We equality, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you'd come in with some kind of brother love with me on that one. Something like that was coming.
Listen, we used to that. You know what I'm saying? It's no different, you know, than me working on Martin Luther King birthday, baby. You know what I'm saying? We let the white man have a day off. We let the white man have a day off. It's all good. Hank Aaron hit him so everybody can hit him. He ain't just hit it for the black race. It started for the black race, but it was for everybody. It was for baseball. Yeah,
but
and
still,
Juneteenth. Yeah, what's up with that, man? I'm taking Juneteenth off this year just on principle.
You know what? Me too.
And I'm going to Africa. We're going to Africa.
No, that'll be the NBA Finals. I can't.
You can do the show from outside then.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll do it from the safari.
Let's go.
We'll get a safari.
All right.
All of a sudden, we go to break as an elephant is just flying by, stomping all over us.
Yeah, we don't have Africa budget. Let's just go to Harlem.
Damn, that was Bart. I did not make that statement at all. I wouldn't mind going to Harlem though, because
that's
Jake's
what I'm saying.
We can take us to Harlem.
We can go get some soul food. We go to Roscoe. Red Rooster. Red Rooster.
I'm still waiting to go
Sylvia's,
on this trip with you.
Like people don't say Sylvia's food is as good as it used to be.
It
must be the
sometimes.
Cook.
It could be the cook. It could be ownership. You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Jake didn't even bother watching, and I didn't make it through. You didn't make it through, and it says a lot about this whole thing. But I do want to tell everybody though that the idea that we are focused on the women's game is now to me. The focus on where do we go from here with this?
Yeah.
And that's the next thing, because there are a lot of people pushing back on this. This could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This could be just Caitlin Clark got everybody's attention, and then the competition and the play even made it better, and it just all came together for ESPN and women's basketball. But we got to see now when the WNBA, and they begin their season, because that's also on ESPN and ABC.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you do from here?
I don't. For
you
me,
can't. You
I'm
cannot lose this audience now. You have 19 million people watching basketball. You can't lose this audience. So this summer, you're either going to make it or you're going to break it. One or the other, because people aren't going to come back because they know that Caitlin Clark's not coming back to college basketball, right? So nobody's coming back if you don't pick up this now baton and run with it through the summer.
You got to have mad marketing. You got to put money. You got to spend money to get money. So you got to build. I need more national commercials of Juju. I need some Paige Becker, like, kind of talking stuff back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Like in the commercial, like with their rivals, like the Steph Curry and Sue Bird type of thing.
And I want all the people that are, not us casuals. I want the mainstream basketball fans that love the women's game and all the people in the media that have fallen over each other talking about how much they love it. I want to see you there. You got to be there. You got to watch. You got to talk about it. You got to keep it going. And that's what I want to see. I don't know. Will we have it? I'm not sure. I don't know. But it was a thing. We all experienced it, and it's done now. 800-919-3776 is the number. And I think Dan Hurley's not going anywhere. I think he's staying with UConn. I think he feels pretty good there. And the AD already knows that whatever extension we gave you last summer, we're going to have to rip it up and give you another one. And you're right, Bart. The conference thing is interesting.
Yeah, lead the conference. Ain't enough money in the conference to pay these guys, man.
I wonder if UConn fans out there want to see their team leave the Big East. Do you think it needs to happen? If that means keeping your coach, would you be all in for it? Because UConn, I mean, they're an original Big East program. Like, this is not, they're not Creighton. They didn't come in. This is an original.
But it's easy. But it's also, it'll elevate your other sports.
Syracuse left for that reason, too. Left for football. They had to leave.
Yeah, it'll elevate y'all facilities and force your university to build a bigger stadium because it has to be a certain type of way for capacity and all that type of stuff. And it'll build up your facilities. And usually football pays for everything on a campus. Let basketball pay for something for once.
It does. And then Dan Orlovsky can open up his wallet probably and help out, get football on its right level too, right? That's all Dan talks about is his football program there at UConn.
But he also had answers. He needs to go out there and give some tips.
It's an interesting question about what we saw from UConn. But still, back-to-back national champs, congratulations to them. All right, we'll get into calls at 800-919-3776. And off the college stuff last day was also, like Bart mentioned, both the Mets and Yankees won. And that's crazy. Like, because the Yankees, you figured the Marlins stink. And they did exactly what they're supposed to do. And little Juan Soto is really feeling the love at Yankee Stadium.
Ooh, that lefty bat, baby.
But what should we read into the Mets being 3-1 now on the road? And that's a pretty impressive win against the Atlanta Braves, and they play again tonight. So what are we to read about that and other things going on in the world of baseball? We have that, lots of Knicks stuff. I talked to Brian Scalabrine this morning. He said something about the Knicks and how they match up with the Celtics that you're going to want to hear. Because if you're a Knicks fan, there's more optimism maybe from other people than you think. So it's going to be a busy day. We got your calls ready to go. And yes, it's beautiful outside, and that means spring sports are here. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, and baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe and secure and easy to use. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Allen to make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The NFL draft is quickly approaching and really hard to get a read on what the New York Giants will do. Talk about trading up or trading back, taking a quarterback, a wide receiver. Yesterday in the K-Show, guys talked to Adam Schefter and asked him, what are the Giants going to do?
If you're asking me today, 17 days out of the draft, what the Giants do at 6, I would say non-quarterback. That's my belief. Now, we'll see how it actually unfolds. I don't think the Jets are going quarterback at 10. Do I think the Giants would go quarterback as early as round 2 for the right guy? I do, depending on who's there. And it's just a question of where the value meets your pick at that point in time. Maybe this draft comes and goes without them taking a quarterback. In a perfect world, I think that they'd like to get one. I would also guess that it's not at 6.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled Triple blended and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, so you know where we're at right now. This is the final round for us of our Bart and Han bracket challenge. All the way down from 64 names of the most beloved New York sports athlete, pro sports, major four leagues, right? And we've gone all the way down, and now we have. And the poll will be up. It's on Bart and Han on Twitter right now. It will be up until 2:30. I think that's when it closes. And then at the end of the show, we'll reveal to you who is the most beloved athlete. We had a couple of interesting upsets throughout in the voting process, and but it's come down to pretty much chalk. So the championship is right now, and you can vote on it. We have a ton of votes already on it. Derek Jeter versus Lawrence Taylor. So just so you know how we got here, Lawrence Taylor in the Final Four beat Mark Messier, 65% that he got of the votes. Derek Jeter beat Patrick Ewing, and it was a blowout.
No championships.
75% of the votes in the
Patrick
other Final Four.
Patrick never got
four.
That chip. Yeah, Patrick never got the chip.
Yeah, on the way, though, like, is it Lawrence Taylor took out in the Elite Eight Joe Namath. Ewing beat Clyde Frazier. Derek Jeter beat Mariano Rivera.
Hold on, whoa. Ewing beat Clyde Frazier?
Yes, yeah, 60.7% to 39.3%.
That might be the biggest upset ever.
Well, I mean, it just shows you also recency bias. But Jeter over Mariano, like, that wasn't even – and I thought it would be a lot closer than it was. Mark Messier blew out Henrik Lundqvist. I thought maybe some Ranger fans would go for King Henrik, but when you deliver a Stanley Cup, you're forever loved. Lawrence Taylor also blew out Eli Manning.
That's surprising.
Namath over Strahan in the third round. Did that surprise you?
Yeah. But Strahan's still around. You know what I'm saying? He's a big TV star now.
It's amazing. Jeter's – everything that Jeter matched up in, he blew people out. Like, it's incredible. Jeter – I think Jeter's the favorite here. I think Jeter's going to win over Lawrence Taylor.
Nah, people love – Lawrence Taylor's like a unicorn. He's a mythical creature.
Okay.
Jeter, people don't even think he was the best shortstop on the team.
But they love him.
I love him.
The big surprises was in the second round. This is a couple of, you know, a while back. Julius Erving beat Carmelo Anthony. I didn't know if Dr. J was that beloved in this area. But then again, I think people were just voting on who they like more.
Right.
You know, you don't realize.
I like the doctor.
Dr. J was in the 70s winning ABA titles for the Nets on Long Island. But yeah, no, this is coming down to, it's not a surprise. Dean Ham was calling this the Derek Jeter Invitational for a while now. So we're going to see if that holds up. right now, early on, it's still very close. Jeter does have a slight lead over LT. Yeah.
When you're the captain of five championships,
you think that's going to do it?
I think so.
Yeah, but I think it's hard. I think it's harder to win two NFL championships than it is to win five baseball championships.
I just think it's the beloved part that I don't. I hope
especially when you can just buy it.
So I mean, that'll tell. And again, it's just from 1970 forward. So none of the, you know, no mantle and all that stuff. We're not going that far back. But it is going to be, like, to me, Derek Jeter as the most beloved New York athlete in the last 50 years is quite significant. I mean, we've had a lot of athletes that people have loved, more than Derek Jeter.
If he wins, we might have to get him the world's smallest trophy and send it to him.
Yeah.
Have him do a video back and thanking us for, you know, him, you know, greatest award he ever won in his individual life.
Yeah, you know, fruit basket, signed baseball, stuff like that.
Yeah, 800 arrangements is if we can get a sponsor.
800-919-3776. Let's grab some calls here. As you get, you can vote at Bart and Han right now, and we'll get the winner by the end of the show. Steve in Connecticut, start us off, Steve.
Hey, guys. How we doing? Live in Connecticut. Been a UConn fan since the early 90s. There's no way UConn's leaving the Big East. That ship sailed years ago. Syracuse left. Boston College left.
Yep.
We don't even know if those teams even have those programs have teams left. Football, they're no good. Basketball,
But do you want to play with the big boys? You want to play with the big boys? You got to do something better.
Yeah, Bart's talking about money that football. The school will benefit from and all that stuff that you can really spend
and to build these facilities.
No, he was done. Yeah, they left. They came back to the Big East in 2020. Remember, they went to this the AAC conference, the American Athletic Conference.
The hell is that?
They didn't go for long.
Does that conference even exist anymore?
I believe it does, but it was a strange move to begin with. But still, Big East was kind of falling apart, especially with the defection of some of the schools, like especially when Syracuse left and Boston College left a lot earlier. Both of them leaving for reasons of football. They want to be competitive there. But it is interesting because you're seeing what's happening in the landscape of college sports. It's going to be two major conferences in football, and that's it. And everybody else, it's sort of like, okay, so you're just essentially 1AA or whatever they call it now, which is an expensive sport to play, you know what I mean, at that level. It's expensive. And you're not in a conference that's going to generate a ton of money.
But, so. I mean, come on, man. Western Kentucky did it. Come on, man. Western Kentucky moved and went up, man. Like,
Where did Western Kentucky go? What big conference are they in now?
I don't know, but they were D1AA. I used to play. That's where He Hate Me come from. Rod Smart. I used to play against him in college.
We're talking about some of the powers, the Power Five. Or no, there's no longer a Power Five. But you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I got you. But
for UConn,
I mean, they need
it's something
to move
to think
up.
About. If Syracuse is already in it, it's just something to think about. But you're right. When it comes to the commercial money, the TV money, and the ways to continue to build up a program.
Right, because they got to share that commercial money, right? They got to share that
everybody
conference
gets a piece.
TV regular deal.
Yeah. That's why Rutgers is there. You know, makes sense.
Rutgers was like, man, I'm going to Big Ten. I ain't got time for this.
Dennis in Old Topan. Dennis.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, I want to talk about women's basketball, but you were just talking about UConn's got upgrade. I had a friend whose son played baseball, and he said they got great facilities there. They do have Jim Morris, the coach, but they just can't do it. But getting anyway to
No, Dennis, before you go to the next point, you ever heard that Biggie Small song? Thought he worked his until I handled my biz? He thinks he has good facilities until he goes to some of these other places and see what their facilities look like.
Okay, maybe, you know, I haven't seen it, but I heard the baseball, and, you know, obviously the basketball is really good facilities. But, Kenny, yep. I'll tell you two things about women's basketball. Number one, ESPN got it right the year Caitlin Clark was a senior in high school. The top four that year was Beckers was number one at the time, Reese was number two, Cameron Brink was number three, and Caitlin Clark was four. All right, you mix it up, it's a different order. And, all right, getting to the WNBA, though. It's just a hard watch, and I like women's basketball. It's just a really hard watch. The game is just too sloppy. You know, no possession matters that much, and they're throwing up Caitlin Clark shots, and they can't even make them. So it's going to be – and then another thing, I hate to bring this up, but the whole sexual orientation things. It's just you'll see the first game with Caitlin Clark. That's going to be on ESPN. You'll watch it, but it's not the same as college women's basketball. I just want to bring that up. It's going to be so
they're the best of the best.
I don't get the sexual orientation thing.
Yeah, like,
what does that have to do with anything?
Because they have gay players?
Well,
the gay players like Brittany Griner or something?
But they're not.
Yeah, that kind
how does that show in a game?
Yeah, what does that have to do in a game?
It doesn't show in a game.
It doesn't have anything, but it does turn some people off with seeing the sleeve tattoos and stuff. Well, I'm just telling you.
Well, that's stupid, though. That's like, where do you draw the line?
Stupid, but I mean, people, yeah. But as far as the games, it's just.
I get the game thing. I get that. I get the fact that you're watching something that maybe, you know, it's not the same, and it's hard to go off of the NBA season and then get into a WNBA and you just see the difference in the skill level. But I'll tell you what, the women's college game, those games were really good, but that's also at the very best teams in the country are playing each other. And that is what, if you want to find one fault, is the WNBA, they're very top-heavy with star teams.
Yeah,
you know, the
Aces,
Vegas team, Liberty built a super team.
Yep.
You know, you've had star-laden teams, which when they play each other, it's probably a much better show.
Right. Like the playoffs.
You have to
wait to the playoffs to really.
Yeah. I don't get. Do you get the sexual orientation thing that he brought up?
When
you watch women's basketball, are you thinking about like?
Let me tell you something. Those players that play in the WNBA didn't just turn gay. They were gay in college. So if you enjoyed the college game and didn't worry about their sexual orientation, why you care about their sexual orientation a year later?
Yeah, I don't know. Like that, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You missed me with that one, man. I don't get that, because it's those same players that was gay in college was openly gay in the league. It's the same thing.
Does it make it less entertaining? Like, does
right?
It make
like,
it,
oh my god,
I don't know.
Oh my god, she likes women. So, like, do you not go to see a movie because? Or do you not buy Janelle Monáe because she's pansexual? Are you not watching Let's Make a Deal because Wayne Brady's pansexual?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's bizarre. But that's, again,
that's
one man's thought. I can't tell him he's
project.
Wrong. Yeah, that's how he feels.
Yeah, but those are people that have archaic ideas, and they're more than welcome to have. That's what the beauty of America is. You can believe what you want to believe. If you want to watch, you don't want to watch. That's
but it
you.
Is something that you – look, I'll say it like this, though. It is a product that you are trying to sell. And if there is a lot of people who are uncomfortable with the product for that reason, you have to consider that. You can't tell people they're wrong to have
you.
A certain reaction to things. It's just, you can't change your reaction. Reaction is everything. And you product placement, and you look at it, and how do you feel when you see this product? They do these tests all the time with people. And the marketing companies do this all the time. They show you a product. They just want to get you. What do you think right away? And if that's something that gets in the way of you, that is a problem when it comes to product placement. It's a real thing. Like
all
it's right. It's so you can't tell people they're wrong to feel that way. But I don't understand it. It's not like I'm watching the game and that distracts me. Well, like what? Like there's nothing in a game that's going to.
Oh my,
tell
god!
You.
Oh my god! I wonder if she likes girls.
Yeah, it's. Whatever. All right, we have more calls. 800-919-3776. We'll get to those. There's also a very interesting take by one of our draft experts at ESPN. Coming up, we'll do this at 1 o'clock. That involves the Giants and what they could do at 6. Now, it doesn't specifically involve the Giants, but it can impact what the Giants want to do at 6, because something that we thought was a given going into this draft is suddenly no longer that, and it could change everybody's thinking about what they should do at number 6. So we'll get to that in 1 o'clock hour. We have more calls to get to with you, and we'll do that next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN. Get a body, do better, get pretty good, get pretty good.
I thought this was a big pun, man.
Nope.
I was waiting for Jake to come in and speak that Spanish, Espanol.
Itty bitty the witty the mitty, itty gitty witty witty mitty the bitty.
Don't ruin the song for me now. Don't ruin it. On this day in 92. Now this is the theme for Deep Cover.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Again, low key, really good movie that not a lot of people might have seen, but it was really good.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yep.
Itty bitty with witty.
No. It's not itty bitty titty, whatever you just said. It's not that. All right. It's not.
I didn't say in not with a T and an itty.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
It's none
I said
that.
Bitty bitty the bitty.
No,
titty.
I heard that. It's none of that.
Titty.
No.
No. Titty the bitty the meaty.
See, and you keep saying it.
It's not. I'm not saying the woman's anatomy. It's no.
Now, yes, you did.
TD. TD.
You said it really fast.
For shizzle. For shizzle.
Let's continue the conversation with you at 800-919-3776. We'll get into the Giants in 1 o'clock hour. It's a draft. We're getting closer and closer, Bart, to the draft. You doing your homework?
No, it's sneaking up on you. That's what I love about sports. Like you needed something to distract us.
Mm-hmm.
From the fact that the draft, after free agency, there's really nothing to talk about or nothing to do.
No, it slows down and then it picks up. I mean, next week it'll be.
It'll be final visits. It'll be people really going to be dropping stories like this.
Oh, yeah.
We might mess around and see a Laramie Tunsil, somebody smoking some weed or something.
The kid got a DWI. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
The defensive tackle, right? He was admitting to his partying and then he gets caught. Oh, my God. Like. Before the draft, it's always that one guy where you're like, really, yeah.
You just couldn't wait. Damn, take an Uber. You can be as drunk as you want
something.
In your Uber.
Yeah, Michael in Jersey. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I always appreciate you squeezing in because I'm on my lunch hour.
Perfect.
Just wanted to talk real quick about the college game versus the pro game, both men and women. I think the women are, catching up to the men to this point. The college game, the players are still under, they're still subservient to the coach in a way. Like Staley and both her and Hurley, they're extreme disciplinarians. I think you heard them mention Staley sat a few girls down for not playing defense this year, even in close games. The NBA is a rudderless ship. I mean, I don't think Doc Rivers has done an hour of coaching like since he's been there. I'm not trying to disparage the guy, but.
No, he does taking it easy on them. Yeah, you're right.
They're doing exactly only what they want to do. And they consider themselves entertainers now. There's no structure to the game. The girls are coming along kind of the same way. Bill Parcells said something about LT years ago. He said, there's like 19 linebackers in the league now that want to get paid like Lawrence Taylor, but there's only one Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Curry is Curry. Like Dame is close, but all these other guys trying to play this way. There was a highlight where Curry went through like early on in his career, like a machination of like seven different dribbles, and then he let a three fly, and Steve Kerr put his hands on his head like he couldn't believe what he was watching, but it went bottom. And then he realized, like, all right, I got to let Curry be Curry. I think Clark is pretty much the same way. This, you got to let her be her, but everybybody can't do that stuff. The college game still has structure. The pro game has
no
structure.
That's Trae Young. What you just described, Michael, is Trae Young in Atlanta. Where they got him and they saw him in college and thought, oh, that's so similar to Steph Curry, so we got to let him play that way. And then when he started doing it, like you saw, he's not shooting 38% or 40% from three. He's shooting 32% from three. So these shots are, from logo and all these faraway places, and you're going, but that it's not the same as efficiency. But it's, I got to let him play.
But you got Dame. Dame does it at a high level.
Yeah, but he does it at a high level.
That's what I'm saying.
But Trae Young didn't. They had to dial him back. They had to dial him back. So what Mike's – I agree with what Michael's saying. Like, I get this, Bart. The idea of like here's the thing. The idea of quarterbacks, and this is what always – because you were saying this. You have to pay him this because he's the next one up. And I always say, why? Like, just because – he's the next one up. You're not worth $50 million a year as a player. You're just not that good. You're good, but you're not that good. There should only be five players in the league at quarterback making $50 million a year because those are the best five in the league. But if you're just a guy who might be in the top, he might be 10th, 11th, 12th, I can't pay him more than the guy who's the best in the league just because, well, that's the scale. No. And I defy another team in the league to do that. Go ahead then. You pay him that. You will regret it. I'm not doing that. But we do this in sports now. Oh, next guy up, he's got to make that. That's his scale. That's ridiculous.
But it's how much is he worth to you, though, as well?
He's not worth that to me.
It's just how much.
You always have buyer's remorse on these contracts. Look at the Giants right now. Daniel Jones, he's not worth $45 million.
They didn't pay him that type of money. They paid him a two-year.
What's he making
Kirk
this
Cousins,
year?
They made him a Kirk Cousins deal, man.
But what's he making?
Deal. 2 years, $80 million.
Yeah, but I mean, still, hell, Chris, it's still $40 million to a guy that you're not really committed to.
Chris Jones going to make that in 2 weeks. In two years, Chris Jones will make almost that.
Chris Jones.
$32 million.
But how are you comparing the two?
I'm just saying.
They don't compare.
It depends on the importance that player plays on your team.
And he's not – right, and, but that's
and,
my point.
And it's not always – like I said, Daniel Jones, he bet on himself. They would have been fine.
No, it's nothing to do with Daniel Jones. You're twisting it. You're making it now about the player. I'm not. I'm making it about the team.
I'm talking about the market. You're talking about market value, like the next guy up.
Yes.
Because also
– But it's not the next guy up. The next guy up doesn't compare to the top five, and I should not have to pay him the same just because
– Yes, you do.
I shouldn't have to.
You want to know why?
What?
Because the salary cap went up $30 million.
I don't care.
That's why. So if the money goes up, then you got to spend the money.
I don't have to spend it all on him just because. I don't have to. Somebody else can, and they'll regret it.
Well, who are you going to spend it on?
More players.
Better players at other positions. Because the thing is, but are those players available? So you're gonna pay a whack. So you're gonna pay. It's like okay, well, we don't want to spend the money.
No. Because we're already seeing in Buffalo decisions being made. Because why? Because Josh Allen makes a ton of money, right?
Nah, they could have paid Diggs. They just didn't want to because they had plenty of money off the books. They lost Tre'Davious White, Poirier, Hyde, who are all some of the highest paid players. Diggs' contract wouldn't bother them. They hate him.
Well, I understand that. I get it, but. You've mentioned a lot about paying the tax on a quarterback and all that stuff, and so I don't want to have to get into that if I don't have a guy at that level. Listen, we can talk more about this coming up. All right, so in the next hour, this is what we'll do, because Adam Schefter had some things to say on the K-Show about what's happening on the Jets side of things, but I think there's something bigger that Schefter had on his podcast with Matt Miller, who's one of our draft experts, in regards to wide receivers that if you're a Giants fan, you have to listen to. It's coming up next. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Jets have done a lot so far this offseason, even before the draft. But one thing they have not done as of yet is get rid of Zach Wilson. Yesterday on the Case Show, guys were talking with Adam Schefter and asked, what's going to happen with Wilson and the Jets?
No, I think in the end they'll trade him. I think it might take some time for a lot of reasons. Look, it's really not hard to come up with his value. We saw Mac Jones go for a 6. We saw Justin Fields go for a 6. And I think we all would agree that Zach Wilson hasn't accomplished quite as much as Mac Jones or Justin Fields accomplished. The issue really here is that there is about $4.2 million worth of money on that contract.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.